Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Peter Gammons, MLB Network analyst.
Around the pole and gone!
Taking you inside Major League Baseball with the Hall of Famer, Peter Gammons.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Peter Gammons joins us on the Alphamonte Ford Hotline, Alphamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Peter.
I'm doing very well. Excellent.
I don't know if we should take anything negative away from it, but the idea that you're in season and now you have to make a rule change to turning doubleheaders to seven-inning games, should that have been thought up before, and is that just a response to what has happened with the Phillies, with first the Marlins and now the Phillies, with the postponements and cancellations?
I think that they thought about it, but I think that the fact is, I mean, the coronavirus was never contained. So now, I mean, you can't beat it. So you just have to – it controls baseball and what goes on. And, just look at what – poor Toronto's not going to be able to play anywhere. In hockey and in basketball, by being able to all play in the same place, and now obviously they have fewer teams, but it could have been done in the United States if you were able to use Texas, maybe even Wisconsin, go to Milwaukee, and Florida and Arizona. But, you know, three of those four states have the worst records in the country. And their governors did not try to contain the virus at all. So it made it impossible. So baseball has to react every day. I have no idea how they're going to make up all these games. What's happened with the Miami Marlins is it's reckless on the players' part. It's like that goofy congressman from Texas who blaming having the virus on having to wear a mask. I mean, it's beyond belief. But it's I don't know what they do, how they make up all these games, the number of cancellations. And, you know, just saying, all right, we play 51 games or we play 52 or we play 47 and whoever has the best winning percent, I'm not sure that really does it in a lot of ways. I mean, if one team plays one less game or two less games than the team that's ahead of them, that's one thing. But if it's five or six or seven, or the other way around, the team that plays the fewer games ends up with a higher percentage because they didn't have to play the extra games, it's unfair. So I get the doubleheader thing. I don't think it's bad to have the seven innings because I'm not sure the pitchers are going to be right by the time the supposed regular season is going to be over. I mean, it's a real problem with pitching injuries because they didn't have enough time. They ramped up when everyone was sent home was about 6 days before the opening of the season. So pitchers have basically made their last outings. They were throwing close to full tilt. Now they get laid off for 3 or 4 months. They come back. They have they have inter-squad games and maybe one exhibition game to get ready. And the fact is, I mean, it was said to me many years ago by an orthopedic surgeon, the last start you make in spring training is different from the first start you make in the regular season in terms of 3 to 5% of energy, 3 to 5% of enthusiasm, and strain on your arm. And we've seen a lot of guys go down already. What is it, 40 something pitchers be disabled, and it's because they weren't ready. And I had one general manager said, "You'll see 50 more before the season's over." And so having seven innings and not having to use as many relievers and not pitch guys five times in a week is probably a very good thing.
Speaking of relievers, Peter, is Joe Kelly the hero the Dodgers deserve, or a baseball vigilante who crossed the line?
I think it's fine if he drills somebody in the rear end. I didn't think he needed to throw fastball over Bregman. So Chris did the same thing. He drilled Bregman in 2018. The Astros beat the Red Sox in the first game of the playoffs, ALCS, and he hit a home run. So Kelly drove him in, too. Joe Kelly wasn't with the 2017 Dodgers either. He was in Boston in 2017. I mean, one time is a statement. I mean, well, I have no idea about the breaking ball over, throwing the breaking ball barely over Correa's head. He leans back, which is a natural reaction. He gets hit in the face. I mean, I'm not sure that's right. I like Joe, but he is he's an unguided missile. And just a little bit overboard. I mean, you know, there are a lot of teams that did different things. It was said to me by someone in the commissioner's office, approximately 17 teams were doing different things. Yankees, Red Sox, both got hit, not really hard. And, you know, the commissioner basically told the Red Sox that what they were doing was what about that number of teams were doing, but you know, it come out publicly, they had to do something about it. So they took away their second round draft choice. But it's, you know, the thing is, and I don't like the way the whole thing is set up, in that the owner, the general manager, and the manager, who are all in on the installation of that system so that people could carry it out. Alex Cora, Beltran, who understood it from the Yankee times, and the players now end up being the heavies, and everybody else is sort of drifted. Now, obviously, Luna is out of baseball right now, but a little bit too much defense of never step on an owner's toes in that case. And I thought the original story in The Athletic was really well written, certainly the most important baseball story of the last year, but at the same time, I think it really spelled out what the culture was all about. And one of the two writers covered the Astros for 2 years and knew a lot about that culture.
Yeah, you know, Jim Crane gets a walk and, you know, is even mentioned before. Well, the commissioner didn't find anything wrong. I don't know. I just think that if that was policed a little bit differently or judged a little differently, then maybe there wouldn't be the same kind of reprisal. But it seems like when you kind of are soft on the Astros, and I get it. There were people removed from jobs, and the players all got a free pass, and that people are angry about it. And you know, the money was negligible, the draft picks, whatever. I think that leads to this sort of thing, and then you come down with the hammer on the guy that did it, and maybe justifiably so because you don't want it happening, but that's a large percentage of the season, right, Peter?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was I could see five games, which right. is, let's see, five times 2.7, 13 games during the regular season. I thought it was a little bit too much on Joe. And I understand that he wants to put an end to this. But you know, the other thing that came, you know, the way it was done, no players were mentioned And we don't know what players were using it and what. I do know this from people who were involved in this. The second baseman wasn't part of it. And he's taken more heat than anybody. And in spring training, I asked him, look, I know you didn't use any of that stuff. He said, but if I defend myself, then I'm essentially throwing teammates under the bus. And that's it's too bad because he's such a good guy and he's been a great player. But Brantley wasn't even there. And it was left confused. And I know that the commissioner's office has been really trying to fix all this. I mean, when they went through and studied what went on in Boston and also New York, they realized that when they rushed to get the instant replay up, it's good and all that, I guess, to a degree. But the fact is, I mean, they thought this was going to be, remember they were saying, you know, fans are going to love the strategy. You know, they go, oh, should the manager go for the replay for the challenge in the fifth inning, or should he wait for the eighth inning? I've never heard of anybody talking about when is the manager going to pull the, when is he going to ask for the, for the challenge? I mean, come on, that's not part of baseball strategy. But they also didn't understand clubhouses, how they work, how they use electronics, and how the replay stuff can be transferred immediately to the manager. They just didn't think a lot of it out. And so I think a lot of people were at fault in all this. and I hate to use the word fault because I think a lot of it was naivete on the commissioner's office part. But I think there should have been a broader sweep. I think now they've done it, and I don't see any problem with them not being able to use go to the video room. I mean, not to seem like it's an old timer, but I mean when George Brett and Robin Yount and those people were playing in the mid '80s, they didn't have to go to the replay room to look at their swings and so forth. You know, it's become video has been very helpful, but in some ways it's become overbearing, I think, and I think it has. Too many, and I also think it has pitchers thinking too much about, is this right? Is this right? Sometimes you just need to pitch off, I'm going to beat the batter, and not off, is my delivery right? They're thinking delivery or they're thinking velocity and not pitching. And that's why a Hendricks is so good. And I mean, right now, Bieber, we had a walk on in college, and he was considered a non-prospect, is the best pitcher in baseball right now because he always had the great delivery. The foot landed in the same place. He was certainly not a radar gun guy. And I think that's one of the things that's changing in the game. I think you're seeing more and more teams go to try to look at scouts or pitching coaches who understand deliveries. Kyle Snyder in Tampa, after each pitcher throws on his tape in between start, takes pictures off his camera of where the landing hole for the pitcher to just understand where is your delivery. And I think that sort of thing is coming back, not just the video. It's this is what's really important. It's kind of a fun part of the game, but I think hitters could do without having to go look at their video between innings. I really do. I don't know how Ted Williams hit 406 without a video rub.
Peter, thanks a ton. Have a great weekend. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
That was Peter Gammons. Always a joy to talk to him. Yeah, how did they manage to do that back in the day?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.